Even if you do own a home and have a job, you may not be able to afford the vacation of your dreams this summer. That's why we're providing you with some ideas for little trips you can finance with some of your economic stimulus check. It's a series we call 300 Government Bucks. Today, contributor Jennifer Sharp takes us to a spot just a couple of hours north of Los Angeles.
I'd passed Bakersfield on the way to other places, but never stopped. In the 60s, the city tried to detour drivers off the highway with big signs that said, "Sun, fun, stay, play." But by the 90s, the vandalized landmarks were gone. And now, when you tell people you're there for a vacation, they look at you incredulously, even at the front desk of my motel.
Okay.
But I'd heard there were great junk stores in the old oil and agriculture town, famous for its country music, Basque restaurants, and for being where the last big gunfight of the Old West was fought. Local high school teacher John Bieber met me in the lobby, excited to show me around.
Right now we got great sunshine, we got great air. You know, in another month, you don't want to be here, but right now it's primo, yeah.
What happens in a month?
Well, how do we describe it? Suddenly the plume hits the city, and it just builds up the heat and the pollution. You're looking at death. Yeah.
According to Bieber, the smog from San Francisco blows down the state and gets trapped over Bakersfield, which ranks among the country's top five polluted cities. But unlike my Prius-driving neighborhood, Bakersfield is dominated by giant pickup trucks and car washes.
Woo, car looks hot, huh?
Bieber drives a 66 Mustang.
Well, I tell you, after I cleaned it here the other day and chamoyed it, I went, my God, I'm going to just leave it in the garage and charge people to come and see it, you know?
One car that does cost money to see is the Buckmobile, a customized convertible Pontiac studded with silver dollars and rifles. It looms over the Crystal Palace, a museum to country music legend Buck Owens by day that turns into a steakhouse at night.
So every time they take a bite, they usually lose a tooth or two.
Colleen Villasenor is talking about the prehistoric sharks that once ruled over Bakersfield when it was underwater. Their fossilized teeth are at the Buena Vista Natural History Museum. It's part of a historic downtown lined with Art Deco movie theaters and roadside architecture, like the giant shoe building and the string of 24-hour businesses I could see from my cozy motel room.
What you notice about bail bond places, too, is they all start with the letter A, because whoever's looking in the phone book, first one they see.
My guide, John Bieber, and I were taking a walk down Chester Avenue before heading to the Speedway, where it was mini dwarf night.
Car number 74, Marissa Dotson, 6 years old. Marissa, you're driving fast tonight, man.
Thank you. This is my second time. I loved it.
Race car driver Scott Gatson has been visiting the track since he was 10 years old.
The Speedway is a whole different atmosphere. You come here and there's going to be fights in the stands and there's going to be people drinking. And you know what? It's what you do on Saturday night.
The next morning, I hit the junk stores. Bought a pair of old cowboy boots.
This is what real cowboys wear.
And ate what I could of a three-course Basque meal.
Eat slow, so that you can eat it all.
I spent my final moments in Bakersfield at the gas station, where a man on a bike asked if I could spare some change for his dinner. Since I still had money left over, I gave him $10.
You look like a cowgirl, you know, and my name is Greg.
You're the first person that made me feel like I fit
no,
in
I
here.
Meant that.
But moments later, Greg noticed that a car had begun circling us at the pump. We were standing in one of Bakersfield's sketchiest intersections. Remembering the old phrase, "When in Rome, do as the Romans do," I recognized my cue. It was time for me to get into the car and step on the gas. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sharp.
Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.